Good morning, WTIW News. Time is 7:05, and it is 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecasts coming up after the news, which is brought to you by Zwinnerman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Jordan Meserol. Former President George Herbert Walker Bush is still in a Houston hospital this morning, and well-wishers concerned with the condition of the 41st president have a way to pass on their thoughts and prayers. Tracy Payne at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum says they've received hundreds of get well cards from all over for the recovering president.
I know he appreciates everyone's thoughts and concerns at this time. He is apparently in good spirits. He's still feeling fairly well and says that he's not planning on going anywhere soon.
Payne also says anyone wishing to send a get well card can address it directly to the president in care of the museum, and they'll forward those cards on to the Methodist Hospital in Houston. If your lights have ever gone out in your house, your first inclination is just to look up the city in the phone book. But next March, customers at College Station Utilities reporting a power outage or another problem will have a new phone number to dial. That's part of a change approved by the council earlier this month. CSU Interim Director Timothy Crabb says the old system, which allowed a maximum of 14 calls at one time, will be replaced with unlimited calls by using call centers in Dallas, San Antonio, and Georgia.
When it's just one customer, the dispatcher would be able to call them back immediately, because when we just have a single customer out, we normally call them to get them to check their breakers. Probably half the time it's a customer problem and not something that we need to send a truck out on. So we'll walk them through, have you checked your breakers, have you checked this, have you checked this, before we send a truck. But if there's multiple outages, we'll be able to react and send a crew out that direction.
Crabb says the 14 phone lines that will be freed up can be moved to other city departments or be dropped. As another holiday shopping season is becoming a memory, so was another lost opportunity to collect local sales taxes from online companies. State Representative John Rainey believes the state of Texas has done all it can to open that revenue stream.
It's up to the Congress to pass a bill that will allow states to collect sales tax. There have been several bills that have introduced, one in the House and one in the Senate, and we thought there was maybe some action during this lame duck session, and I think the fiscal cliff has overshadowed and probably stopped it from taking place.
As for the fiscal cliff that Rainey just mentioned, he says the state has to worry about picking up more unfunded federal mandates. For many years, it was considered one of the worst mass shootings in U.S. history, and 46 years later, it's back in the news after one of the men responsible for taking down the University of Texas Tower sniper died yesterday.
Neil Speltz reported live from the scene that August day in 1966 when Charles Whitman shot and killed 16 people. Speltz says Austin police officer Houston McCoy had no concern for his own safety on his way to stop Whitman.
You had a man here who was a good police officer who volunteered in effect. He just said, I got to get that guy to himself. And he took off on his own and moved up there and joined the final shooting that left Charles Whitman dead and stopped Whitman from killing so many more people.
McCoy did not get credit for killing Whitman until years later. He succumbed to COPD at the age of 72. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
Two National Rifle Association members say they will try again to push a plan to let Arlington teachers and administrators carry concealed guns. But the school board president opposes that idea. Police officers have already carrying guns at junior and senior high schools in Arlington already. The State Fair of Texas is taking donations to help build a new Big Tex. The 52-foot-tall cowboy icon for 60 years burned down this year due to an electrical short. Insurance on the tall Texan fell well short of the estimated $600,000 it will take to rebuild him. Information on how to donate can be found at www.bigtex.com. And finally today, heads or tails, that's how a city council race was decided yesterday. Jeanette Crabb was declared the winner of the Seguin Council seat after her and her opponent, Ben Amador, tied in a runoff election. So the mayor of that town near San Antonio flipped a coin to end that deadlock. Crabb called tells, if you're wondering. WTIW News time is 7:10, and it's 46 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by Zwinnerman Flooring. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day online at WTIW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Aggie football is gearing up for the Cotton Bowl, and so are we. As the flagship of Aggie Athletics, we felt like it was our job to help you plan your trip. We've secured your Aggie fan pregame Cotton Bowl party in Dallas. Hey, it's Kevin O'Connor. I'm the sports guy here at News Talk 1620. Join us at the Across the Street Bar, 5625 SMU Boulevard in Big D, for great drink specials and tons of fun Thursday, January the 3rd. We'll celebrate the great season and get you ready for the big game on Friday. To find out more, just go to the WTAW Facebook page, and we'll get you filled in there. Looking forward to seeing you at Across the Street Bar, Thursday the 3rd.
7-11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Looks like the weather is going to stay dry over the next several days. Will be cloudy to at times, partly sunny during today, breezy at times as well. Upper 50s for the afternoon. Cold tonight, clear skies and 25 to 30. Mostly sunny on Saturday, 50 to 55. A few clouds at night, 25 to 30. And mostly to partly sunny skies during the day Sunday, with high temperatures mostly in the middle 50s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Prairie View A&M's coming to town at Reed tonight. We'll tell you more about that, along with Kelsey Bone getting two national honors. A couple bowl games to catch up on, and one of the unbeatens in Division I men's basketball fall last night, too. All coming up at about 7:50.
There you go. And speaking of the Cotton Bowl and such, we'll be in Dallas next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We don't take the show on the road very often at all, but we felt like this is an opportunity to celebrate the kind of year that A&M football has had. So
Scott wanted to play hooky for a couple days.
Right. In addition to going to the Across the Street Bar over there at SMU, we'll be up there. Just kind of hanging out and seeing what's going on, having to do with the football.
And we'll start the broadcast Wednesday morning?
Yeah, we will. We'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And, of course, the ball game is on Friday night. And, again, don't know that we'll ever do it again, but we're going to do, we'll do anything almost once.
Sure.
We'll just see how Mr. Downs feels about it. We kind of foisted that off on him, just said,
we're going to Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be all right. Get somebody else to come in here and take care of this, and we'll see how all that goes. And of course, it's not going to take me as long to get to work, because I'll just have to ride the elevator. But still, I may have to go down there to the business center and have to, put up with people early in the morning.
Yeah, printing stuff out.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't feel sorry for y'all, though.
Oh, well, and the hotel, they only charge you like 40 cents a page, so that'll be good. You don't feel sorry for us.
No, not at all. Some of us are going to still be stuck down here, daily grind and punching buttons.
Well, that's true, I guess. But the thing is, though, what's nice is when you've seen enough, when we're up by 5 touchdowns after the first 4 minutes, and you don't want to watch anymore, you can turn it off and go on with the rest of your life.
It's true.
Folks who are in Dallas will be there. But again, it's a lot more fun enjoying it when you're going to be that far ahead.
I'm looking forward to seeing Jerry World.
Man. Oh, you've never been?
No.
Oh.
It's very disconcerting to me. It really was very disconcerting, but I was there working. I wasn't, when there's the game, I was there working. My job was actually to watch the field, to see what was going on the field, but invariably you end up watching the screen.
Right.
Because it's just so big.
You just do.
Well,
right.
Yeah, and that's what happens. I've been there two different games, and one I was in the lower section, and you can you look at the screen, but you can watch the game. The second time I was higher up, and all you end up doing is just watching TV the whole time.
And it's so, and that's a little bit, that's a little weird, That just is a little bit weird, because you're supposed to go there and see whatever, and then you can look to the replay screen that the stadium has to see it over again. Mm-hmm. But when, in fact, that ends up being your initial, and the thing is, you have to trust it.
Right.
Again, because we're working, and my job was announcing what's going on the field, and you you think you're supposed to watch the field because that's what you've done all your life, but then you find out that you really can see it just fine up there.
Yeah.
It'll be weird. When you come back, you'll realize that you watch games differently there. Whether it's good or bad, I'm not exactly sure. So how much, if you're in the big city, how much should you pay per hour to park downtown? You know, when do we get to the whoa factor as to how much it should cost?
When do you flinch?
Exactly. Now, so they've got a story. They're changing some parking meter charges, and I don't know. It doesn't seem like a lot of money to me. But we'll see. Now, Adam, do we have any parking meters here? Northgate
would be about it. I was going to say I'm scared of the day that downtown Bryan installs parking meters.
Yeah, it's counterproductive in a smaller town. I mean, just there's not reason to because people are going to try to find a free place to park if you possibly can. Parking garage may be a little bit different, but actually on-street meter parking. So on New Year's Day, Chicago will have the nation's most expensive downtown parking meters in the loop. They will begin charging $6.50 an hour. $6.50 an hour.
Wow.
Okay, it's up from $5.75. But the deal is, go get done what you're going to get done, and then get out, I guess.
You'd have to figure that into what you're buying, though.
Well, you do. That's right. It's up from $5.75. Streets near downtown will go to $4 an hour and $2 an hour to park in the neighborhoods. To add insult to injury, the company that operates the meters will be allowed future increases based on the rate of inflation, starting 2014. And again, it's gotten to the point because now you don't have to have a pocket full of change, obviously. They'll all take some sort of card payment, plastic payment. So, and I guess eventually with near-field communication, you'll probably be able to use your cell phone just to tap it and refill the meter.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
But, I mean, that's a pretty scary deal. Richard Daley got the city council to approve the company's 75-year contract. I just said that, 75 years. Hell, we don't even know how we're going to be moving around in 75 years. But anyway.
They'll have hitching posts for your flying car.
Something like that. In return, the city got $1.1 billion payment, much of which they've already spent, of course. Yep. What would you expect? You give a bunch of politicians a pile of money, they will spend it. Current Mayor Rahm Emanuel has ordered an independent audit of the deal, which now seems largely like a financial disaster. For its part, San Francisco had been the nation's most expensive metered city. And again, for a lot of reasons, San Francisco is expensive, but mostly it's geographically a small area.
There's nowhere to park.
No, it's just jammed in. So I could certainly understand that. But anyway, here are what the numbers will be as of January the 1st. Chicago will be first at $6.50. Vancouver, B.C. at $6. And again, Vancouver, much the same way because they're pushed up against the water and they can't really expand too much. San Francisco at $5.50, New York at $5, and Los Angeles at $5. And I guess you're probably right. You just factor that in. Now, a day in the city, yes, I could see that would be a little bit pricey. But again, that's why people live in the big city, and one of the many reasons I'm glad I don't.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, here's something that doctors say is a new phenomenon. It's called, dyspepsia. Okay, dyspepsia.
Bless you.
That's really. Me.
Hello.
Yeah, remember with that 75-year contract, there's Chicago-style corruption. Politics.
That's right. It'll go up according to inflation. Yeah, that's the idea. Garbled text messages. Now, what they're saying is that this may indicate the sender is having a stroke.
Well, then
everybody that's ever received a text from me now thinks I'm having a stroke.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure my mom's had a stroke every day.
Okay. See, I got that autocorrect, which really ends up meaning that I send something I didn't mean to say, which is probably better than misspellings.
Well,
whatever.
You've got the voice to text, too.
I do, yeah. Yeah, which really gives you some weird stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Time Magazine reports of the case of a guy from Boston who got two messages from his 25-year-old pregnant wife reading, "Everywhere thinging, days ninging." And the other one is, "Some is where." So he correctly rushed her to the emergency room where doctors found, in fact, she was incoherent, disoriented, unable to coordinate her limbs, and yep, she was having a stroke.
Wow.
She'd been given blood thinners. Now, she's okay. She made a full recovery.
Oh, good.
But, yeah. Dystexing. Okay? Dyslexia. See how that works out.
Like, I don't have enough to worry about already.
Exactly. And again, it could have to do with the size of the buttons on the phone. I think we've all been there. Yeah.
Or if you're doing something else or any number of things.
Oh, you mean like if you're driving? Yeah, no, I guess that could be.
I didn't infer that.
No, not at all. Hey, what's the best car to buy for your money? Consumer Reports concludes it is the Toyota Prius.
Get out.
Not exactly the cheapest car on the market, but the magazine cautions that a low purchase price doesn't make a car a good value. Toyota's increasingly popular hybrid bumped off the Honda Fit to claim the top spot in the magazine's rankings this year, making it the first time in 4 years that the Fit has not won. That's pretty significant then.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And, again, two pretty popular brands right there battling it out. Every year, the Consumer Reports folks will rank 200 cars based on the 5-year owner cost, reliability, and road tests. In other words, not the new one. It's after you've had it for 5 years. Prius won because it's, they say, extremely roomy, reliable, rides well, gets good fuel mileage, and is inexpensive to operate. Toyota hybrids in general had excellent value, as did the Lexus hybrids, which is, of course, that's Toyota on steroids. Chrysler, on the other hand, emerged looking pretty bad, taking the worst value in both family sedan and minivan categories. Well, they've got to feel good about that.
Imported from Detroit.
Yeah, we're number last. Well, but what's interesting is, if you talk minivans, which obviously now some of them have kind of morphed into these multi-utility vehicles, but, I mean, minivans were the rage, and Chrysler is the one who introduced the minivan. They were the first ones who did this years and years ago. The Caravan was the very first one. Would seem that they would be able to get that right, but I guess somebody's taking it away from them. Hmm. Next half hour, four stores that you know that are in serious trouble. Four stores you know that are in serious trouble that, according to the Wall Street Journal, may not last through 2013.
Really?
Yeah, one more time, a few people may be going out of business.
The share button. A lot of people abuse it. Posting stuff like, my cat's 3 years old today. So show them the beauty of not sharing and send them to Taco Bell for the new 99-cent loaded grillers. Appetizer tastes of wings, skins, or beefy nachos grilled and hand-rolled for you and only you. Keep some things for yourself and live Mas. At participating locations for a limited time. Prices may vary, tax extra.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Here's David Schulte talking about installation.
Most roofing problems start with the installation. So many people are focused on product and what kind of warranty they get with the product, but they don't ask about the installation procedure, the installation techniques, the installer himself, the experience of the company, and how they can back that up. They kind of stop at product and don't look at the whole roofing experience as a package.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bullet.
Hey, good morning, 724, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You know, just about every time I sit down to watch TV, it's on the DVR. Yesterday I was able to take some time to watch video on demand, though. Some stuff that that's a show that I like that I haven't had a chance to watch really for several months, able to catch up and watch an episode yesterday afternoon. And that's one of the nice things about video on demand that you can get from Suddenlink. Just one phone call away, and you can have it, 1-800-915-1866, or go to suddenlink.com to make your connection. Now, there are video-on-demand movies that are added every month, and as we move over into January, we'll have a look at what those new movies will be. But that's great because sometimes it's 8 weeks before Netflix or Redbox has it. You can watch it in the comfort of your own home when you want to, pause it when you want to, go back and see another scene again. That's one of the great conveniences for video on demand that you have. And of course, you can do that with all shows if you have a DVR from Suddenlink. And right now, when you bundle, you can save. You can get Suddenlink's 15 meg internet for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. Chance for you to do online gaming, stream movies, download music, in fact, all at the same time. There's Suddenlink home phone service for $25 a month for the rest of your life when you bundle. Plus, there's Suddenlink SL200 HD TV for as low as $35 a month when you bundle. So give them a call at Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866 or visit Suddenlink.com for more information. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, you're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 40% chance of showers continuing today. Pretty much precipitated on some level all night long. Don't know that there was much accumulation. 59 for a high temperature today under those cloudy skies, and then it's partly cloudy tonight with a low of 29. Sunshine tomorrow, 54 is our high. We'll have a light freeze on Saturday night at 31. And then on Sunday, 57 is our high. Back to a 50-50 chance of rain on New Year's Eve day and also on New Year's Eve. And then we'll start 2013 with a 30% chance of showers and a high of around 57. Right now, wind chill factor is 40 as we have winds out of the north at 12 and humidity is 100%. And again, that light rain or mist or whatever you want to call it out there for a lot of us, and it's 46 degrees.
The crew at Pete's Auto Care wants to thank their customers and friends for making this a great year. Pete's Auto Care is grateful for your continued patronage and pledges to continue their high standard of service. Whether it's having your car winterized or getting an oil change, Pete's Auto Care treats you like you're the most important customer they have. Season's greetings from Pete and all the guys at Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan. Pete's Auto Care.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
It turns out being in the class of 2011 was costly. A group called the Institute for College Access and Success has run the numbers. Two-thirds of college students finish their education in debt, over $26,000 on average. It's a 5% increase over the class of 2010. Yes, things have changed under the regime of Obama, who in 2008 dazzled college kids with his campaign of hope and change. After 4 years of Obama policies, after he took over the student loan program, promising to cut out the middleman and reduce costs, the average college student now owes Obama more money than ever. And one more change. Under Obama, the labor market is so beleaguered that there's little hope that these new college grads can get a decent job to pay off their Obama loans. My dear students, there's a real-life parallel. I want you to think of Obama as a loan shark. He's the guy you meet in the back alley when you need some money. He tells you he understands your plight. He promises to rescue you, make sure that you have all the cash you need to handle your situation. He fronts you the money with a smile on his face. It's only later you discover the VIG is so high. You owe so much. You'll be in hock for decades to pay him back. And you better pay him back or else you'll sleep with the fishes, in a manner of speaking. That's your hope. That's your change. You've been scammed.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
We interrupt this program with this special report. The Fed said it, and now they're doing it. They're ready to print billions of dollars to fund the entire U.S. deficit. What does that mean for the dollar and your savings or retirement accounts? Here's Kevin DeMeritt of Lear Capital.
Well, Larry, the more dollars they print, the less our dollars are worth. And as the dollar loses value, your savings and retirement accounts can get wiped out.
Kevin, is there something we can do to stop this wipeout?
Well, it's simple. When the dollar value falls, assets like gold go up. Since the Fed started printing money in 2000, 2009, gold's up over 100%. Now with the Fed printing dollars into infinity, Deutsche Bank is predicting gold at record highs.
Wake up, America. Get prepared now. For this full report, Stop the Wipeout, and your free 2013 Gold Investor Guide, call Lear Capital today at 1-800-530-8054. Don't wait. The findings in this report are jaw-dropping. Call now, 1-800-530-8054, 800-530-8054. That's 1-800-530-8054.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
Good morning. WTIW News Time is 7:31, and it is 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, which is brought to you by Paramount Property Analyst, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Jordan Meserle. While George Herbert Walker Bush remains in the ICU of a Houston hospital, the library that bears his name is helping well-wishers reach the former president. Tracy Payne with the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum says they've received hundreds of Get Well cards for the president and will continue to take them in.
We will forward on any cards that we receive to his office in Houston. That's what we've been doing since Thanksgiving.
Payne says the cards and letters can be addressed to the president and mailed to the library here in College Station. January 8th begins John Rainey's first full term in the Texas House of Representatives, and he's hoping it'll get off to a fast start.
It usually begins pretty slow, they tell me, which they also tell me that freshmen get tired of sitting around until committee assignments are made.
And, I got you.
So hopefully they'll make those committee assignments a little quicker than they usually do, because there are some things that have to take place through Appropriations Committee before the 1st of March to fund some things that were left over from last year.
Sure.
Rainey says state lawmakers also have to keep an eye on Congress because of the possible impact of what he calls unintended consequences costing the state money. Customers at College Station Utilities are supposed to get faster service when a new phone system is activated next March. The city council recently approved trading equipment that's 11 years old for employing a company that will man three call centers. CSU Interim Director Timothy Crabb says this will add no city employees, but also improve the efficiency of those currently employed.
In fact, this frees up our dispatchers to do what they need to be doing, and that is routing crews, calling in people to do the work, and more or less monitoring what's going on in the field. So it's actually, this would be a great advantage to us.
There will be a new phone number to report outages, which will go to call centers in San Antonio, Dallas, and Georgia. The city's first year cost will be $29,000, plus 25 cents for each call. The widow of a military veteran killed when a parade float was struck by a train in West Texas has filed a wrongful death suit. Catherine Stouffer is seeking unspecified damages in the suit filed yesterday. Her husband, 37-year-old Gary Stouffer, was one of four veterans killed and that wreck last month in Midland. A Houston rapper is out on bond after being arrested in Louisiana on drug and weapon charges. 31-year-old Wesley Weston, or also known as Little Flip, was taken into custody on Wednesday after deputies pulled him over for speeding. They allegedly found marijuana and an automatic weapon in his possession. And it's one of those where-were-you moments. For many years, it was considered one of the worst mass shootings in U.S. history. And 46 years later, it's back in the news after one of the men responsible for taking down the University of Texas Tower Sniper died yesterday.
There is a sniper on the university tower firing at will.
Neil Speltz reported live from the scene that August day in 1966 when Charles Whitman shot and killed 16 people. Speltz says Austin police officer Houston McCoy had no concern for his own safety on his way to stop Whitman.
You had a man here who was a good police officer who volunteered in effect. He just said, I got to get that guy to himself. And he took off on his own and moved up there and joined the final shooting that left Charles Whitman dead and stopped Whitman from killing so many more people.
McCoy did not get credit for killing Whitman until years later. He succumbed to COPD at the age of 72. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
And lastly, just back from a shortened vacation, President Barack Obama is to meet with congressional leaders today, with just 4 days before the government goes over that so-called fiscal cliff. The Senate met yesterday, and the House is set to reconvene late Sunday. WTAW News time is 7:35, and it's 46 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserle, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Today we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Ow!
Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
Where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties. They eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver. Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Shop Specs!
When you celebrate this new year, celebrate lower prices at Specs. Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods has Texas' largest selection of champagnes and bubbly. Specs is also known for thousands of wines from around the world and a colossal collection of fine spirits and liqueurs. Everything from your usual to the exotically tempting. And to all the hopheads out there, Specs is your hard-to-find headquarters with over 300 beers available. Get to Specs now and check out all their gourmet foods that will make you the host with the most. So grab a glass and raise it high, because when you combine a selection of this magnitude with Specs' lower prices, you've definitely got something worth shouting about.
Specs, wine, spirits, and finer foods. World-class service, that's all about you.
Shop Specs, it's how we do. A huge selection since 62. Shop Specs, low-priced, amazing. Here's to you. Shop. Cheers to savings.
Hey, it's 7:37. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Looks like the weather is going to stay dry over the next several days. Will be cloudy to at times partly sunny during today, breezy at times as well. Upper 50s for the afternoon. Cold tonight, clear skies and 25 to 30. Mostly sunny on Saturday, 50 to 55. A few clouds at night, 25 to 30. And mostly to partly sunny skies during the day Sunday, with high temperatures mostly in the middle 50s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie wins hoops tonight at Reed Arena. A couple bowl games on tap for a couple bowl games already played, and five on tap today. We'll share all that with you. And one of the unbeatens from Division I men's basketball was beaten last night. All that and more coming up in 12 minutes.
You know, one of those football games they're having this year. And there was talk last year that, you know, that might be the kind of thing that A&M would end up in, because who knew what this year was going to be.
Sure.
But is
we were hoping to get in one.
Yeah. The Pinstripe Bowl.
Uh-huh. The new era Pinstripe Bowl in New York City.
Yeah. You know, they're playing it in Yankee Stadium.
Yes.
Which is a big baseball stadium.
Right.
And, I mean, the seats that are closest to the playing field itself would be in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And they're like $187 or something, you know. But why do you care about having a 50-yard line seat when you're farther away than the distance of the football field? You know what I'm saying?
You're 50 yards from the 50-yard line.
Yeah, something like that. I can't imagine. But that's fine. And again, and then you wake up in the morning and you're in New York City this morning, which again can be exciting, but it also can be pretty cold out there.
Yeah, it can.
Oh, we'll see. Well, I'm sure that'll be a great game. I know that all those people from Syracuse are happy to be there. And the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl.
Yep, Navy and Arizona State.
I like the idea of fighting hunger, but we're going to do that with Kraft. Is that it? Macaroni and cheese,
salad
the best
dressing
we can do?
For everybody.
That's it. Yeah, there you go.
Bacon
put together
bits,
some
bacon
lettuce.
Bits bowl.
That's right. Now, see, again, now that would be okay. But they do, like, fake bacon, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like plastic that's shaped like and...
flavored bacon
right.
pieces.
Yeah, for people who've never had the real thing.
Yes, exactly.
That's they think that's bacon. Okay, so now we got the Census Bureau keeps sending us new stuff. We got that yesterday about, I don't know how many people had moved to Texas, 427,000 people in the last year.
Yeah, every 60 seconds, 10 million people move. It's
something,
just
yeah.
ridiculous.
The U.S. American Census Bureau says an estimated 315.1 million people will be living in the U.S. on Tuesday. That's New Year's Day. That's the reason they did that. 315.1 million people. That's about 2.3 million people more than January last year. In a statement, the Bureau added in January 13, one birth expected to occur, here we go, yeah, like every 8 seconds, and one death every 12 seconds. So, okay. So, in other words, we're gaining slowly. 2.3 million people more than last year. Hope that works out all right.
No.
Yeah, let's see. So,
how long do you think it'll take till we could be the most populous state?
Texas?
Yeah.
I don't think we ever can. I think California is going to, well, you know, unless they just go crazy. But
chances are.
Yeah. And again, kind of like Texas, they've got, I mean, you go to the eastern half of that state, and there are not a lot of people over there. You know, a lot of them live right up there next to the mountains, and you got some agrarian stuff there, too. But once you go on the other side of the mountains, they've got some pretty wide-open country mm-hmm. there. And so, I mean, they've got room to continue to grow, but the problem is, of course, it's in California.
Well, after it slides off into the ocean, it won't matter. It
costs a lot to live there, yeah. So Demi Lovato, is that her name?
Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato, okay. So TMZ wanting us to know that Christmas morning she had breakfast at the IHOP in Dallas. Just letting you know.
That's where she's from.
Oh, is that right?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Man, Demi Lovato expert over there.
Yeah, no kid. Well, somebody's got to be.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I only saw her the other day. She's got a lot of tattoos, doesn't she? That's a stupid thing to say, isn't it? There are a whole bunch of singers out there that have that. I think I saw her on the White House Christmas special. I want to say that she was on there with a bunch of people I hadn't heard of. Well, I hadn't heard of her, but I'd certainly never seen her before. Well, I know you guys were looking forward to Mockingbird Lane. That was going to be the remake of the Munsters TV show, and they're not going to do that now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry. Porsche DeRossi?
DeRossi.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. Ellen DeGeneres' wife, is that right? Her husband?
Her significant other.
There you
yeah.
go. Jerry O'Connell and Eddie Izzard were all going to be in that. And so, now, I don't know. Jordan, are you too young to even remember the Munsters in any?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I mean,
right. Okay.
I used to thrive on, before it was Nick at Night, I guess
TV
it was
Land.
TV Land
yeah.
now takes care of that. It was right. Nick at Night, and they played Munsters and
okay. all, right.
all those good shows.
So you were able to see shows that really you were far too young to have actually seen in their original incarnation.
Correct.
Yeah. And again, that was pretty good stuff. So, nice chilly morning this morning. Did you get into that warm shower, and that really felt good? I mean, because, again, on a cold winter morning, and of course cold for us is like 30, nice hot shower is good, but you know what? The hot water may be what's making your skin dry. What happens is the hot shower strips your body of its natural oil barrier, and that same barrier helps trap the moisture and keep your skin smooth and moist. So you're better off taking a warm shower of no more than 5 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about it. I don't know. You guys take long showers?
I don't really take showers. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that right?
Just
oh, you just jump in the cow trough.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't believe I'd have shared that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, he's in his own room. It's okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know people. I've got one in my house who he just loves to turn the shower on and just stay in there. You know,
mm-hmm.
15, 20 minutes? I can't do that.
If I don't feel well, I can, but...
Okay, well, that could be one thing. I just see water running down the drain. You know what I'm saying?
Your bill going up?
Yep, like 3 minutes and out.
I actually do my best thinking in the shower.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, do you need to spend more time there then? Or is that what... You have a bad day, you go, no, I'm just asking. No.
See what you did there.
Yeah, having a bad day, you go, I should have taken a long shower. Anyway, this is what you do to keep your skin from drying out this winter. Humidify. Winter air, of course, is dry, and that will dry out your skin. So put a humidifier in your bedroom, and that will help re-moisturize your skin while you sleep. Then moisturize correctly. It's important to understand that applying moisturizer to dry skin doesn't do much. What you want to do is apply a moisturizer to slightly damp skin. That way, like when you get out of the shower, that way the moisture traps the wetness that's already there. Moisturize your hands whenever you wash them. This prevents the evaporating water from drawing the moisture out of your skin. And shaving can irritate your skin, both men and women. So let's all not shave. Is that it?
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's...
Kat's going to be mad when she comes in and all her moisturizer's gone now.
Ah, that's it. Yeah, in there. Well, leave her a note and say you'll bring her some more.
Yeah, I owe you.
That's it. Be exactly right. All right, so... Marist College has nothing else to do other than to tell us what the most annoying phrases are. And once again, it's the same thing as it's been for the last, I think, 4 years. Fourth consecutive year, Americans consider whatever to be the most annoying phrase or word in conversation.
Yes.
More than 3 in 10, 32%, have this view, also with the word like. 21% there. Yeah. 17% go, you know. 10% would prefer to ban just saying in today's lexicon.
The one that gets me is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That drives me batty.
So you get, well, you get both of them that way,
yeah.
Kind of.
Cause
it's
a combo.
Then
there's Twitterverse. That annoys 9% of adults.
I want to at some point look at somebody and go, no, I don't know what you're saying.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
While 5% clicked gotcha as their choice. Gotcha. I don't hear that much anymore.
I think Area Man Ben Downs is not a big fan of like. I think that would top his list.
Oh, I'll like go in there and talk to him today and like see what he has to say.
Now, see,
about
that's just me.
I know. And last year's survey, 38% of the people thought that whatever was the most obnoxious word in casual conversation. Likes also in there, you know, and just saying. Seriously made last year's list. Seriously. Yeah. So that's it. What annoys people? Hello? Well, you have to wait. We'll get there. Hello?
Yeah, there's two that I haven't heard on that list. Basically and honestly, or to tell you the truth. Those are superfluous phrases.
Yeah, I would agree. And I very much agree. Well, basically, you know, it's like, well, whatever.
To be real honest. Okay. No,
which means what?
Don't be honest. Lie to me. That's what I want.
Right. Yeah. You were not being honest up until now, and now you're going to do that. Yeah. And actually, I suppose they use honestly is, all right, listen, I'm about to tell you something important type stuff.
Mm.
But more and more, and I think it probably gets worse as we use spoken language rather than written language. We just begin to talk differently. Hello.
My kids use dude. Drives me insane.
How old are your kids?
16, 11, and 9.
Dude for everything.
Yeah.
All right.
For everything.
I didn't know how old that the term dude was. You know, we know dude from Lebowski. Mm-hmm. You know, but
that was a Valley Girl thing.
Dude was?
Yeah, that was.
I had no idea.
That was very much the whole surfer dude.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. All right. I got you. Okay. So anyway, annoying words that we all say to each other. 7:48.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Popular and unpopular, the strong and the weak, for better or worse, a social hierarchy exists wherever there are teenagers. Unfortunately, it often contributes significantly to the problem of bullying. But in one Arizona high school, that social strata actually became part of the solution. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Shai Johnson was an easy target for bullies. She was new to the school, had few friends, and because of a brain disorder, was unable to defend herself. So it didn't take long for a group of fellow students to single her out for her differences and start bullying her, even pelting her with trash. It wasn't the first time something like this had happened. So when Shai's mother found out about it, she took action. She contacted a family friend, Carson Jones, who happened to be the school's quarterback. All she wanted was the names of the people involved. But instead, Carson took some action of his own. He and his teammates ate lunch with Shai each day and began watching over her in the halls between classes. It's a timely example of how social structures ought to work. It's the strong treating the weak with dignity and using their strength to protect them. It gave one girl a whole new and safer life at school. Imagine what it could do within our society if we all watched over our fellow man through the hallways of life. To help your family thrive, visit us at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It is 7:51 when we get you the sport started this morning. Junior forward Kelsey Bone was honored by ESPNW as the National Player of the Week. The award is voted on by multiple writers and awarded weekly throughout the season. Additionally, Bone was named the Ann Myers Drysdale National Player of the Week by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. Now, as the Southeast Conference Player of the Week, Bone was nominated for the weekly award, which was chosen with representatives of the USBWA Board of Directors from the list of Division I Conference Players of the Week. All that to say, Fightin' Texas Aggie Hoops is back on the court tonight. Number 22, Texas A&M. The ladies will take on Prairie View A&M after the 3-1 road trip, including a trip to the championship game in the World Vision Classic in Las Vegas. The meeting of the two teams will be the 17th, and A&M leads the series with Prairie View 14-2. Tip-off tonight is at 7 o'clock, and all the action is on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
And the Bears win the 2012 Bridgepoint Education Holiday Bowl here in San Diego.
And when they did win big, they rolled over UCLA 49-26. Glasgow Martin ran for three touchdowns. Quarterback Nick Florence threw two scores and ran for another. Flores completed 10 of 13 passes for 188 yards, giving him a total on the season of 4,309. That broke RG3's school record set back in 2011. In the Belk Bowl, Duke running back Josh Schned fumbled at the Cincinnati 5 with 1:20 left, and Brandon Key threw an 83-yard touchdown pass to lift the Bearcats to an improbable 48-34 win over the Blue Devils. Key threw for 332 yards, and his four TD passes were a Belk Bowl record. In the NBA, Kevin Durant scored 40 points. Russell Westbrook added 8 and 8 of his 16 points in overtime to help the Oklahoma City Thunder beat Dallas 111-105 for their 11th straight win at home. Cincinnati was erased from the list of unbeaten Division I men's basketball teams last night, leaving just Duke, Michigan, Arizona, and Wyoming the lone unbeaten teams, but it wasn't without controversy.
Kilpatrick, he's going to shoot a three, and it's blocked by Alex Kirk. Mudge comes away with the ball. His putback actually goes in the bucket, and he literally just turned and fired it toward the basket. They rule it no basket.
New Mexico has won this game.
New Mexico upset the 8th-ranked Bearcats 55-54, dropping Cincinnati to 12-1. And a rundown of the bowls that will be played today. The Bell Helicopter Armed Forces Bowls on ESPN, they kicked that off at 10:45 this morning with Rice and Air Force. New Era Pinstripe Bowl that Scott was talking about, that's on ESPN at 2:15 with West Virginia and Syracuse. The Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl, ESPN2 at 3, and that's Navy and Arizona State. Alamo Bowl sees Texas and Oregon square off at 5:45 this evening. That's on ESPN. And the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl on ESPN later tonight at 9:15 with TCU and Michigan State. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
I'm Carrie Krueger with Brazos Valley Community Action Agency. When we ask you to shop locally, we're asking you to support businesses that help support the nonprofit community. BVCAA offers programs and services that help over 30,000 area residents each year. We work with local businesses to help people and change lives right here in the Brazos Valley. By shopping locally, you create jobs and you help local businesses support community groups like us. Remember, before you do your shopping online or drive out of town to shop, do your shopping locally and keep your money in town. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harville, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, your feet. We'll talk about that next half hour because, you know, everybody's got, a lot of them have two, and yeah. Some of us have one or none, but, you know, feet.
Some of them have two left.
Yeah, and that too. So now, you know, one interesting thing in that that football game today, the one that kicks off before 11 this morning, Ken Hatfield coached at both of those schools. He coached at both Air Force and Rice.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so, you know, and some other places too. All right, so yesterday we talked about the most pirated movies, okay? Excuse me, most pirated TV shows yesterday. Today, the most pirated movies. Torrent Freak has released the movies that, I guess, people stole electronically, most illegally downloaded. We don't do 10, so we'll do 9.
Never 10.
No. Ice Age, Continental Drift. The Dictator. You guys know that show, that movie at all?
Oh, with, what's his name?
Yeah.
Borat.
Oh, that guy. Okay, yeah. That's right. Yep. Okay.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
There you go. Number 7, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Mm-hmm. Number 6 is 21 Jump Street. Mm-hmm. Number 5, Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. I guess that was the second one.
Yeah.
Number 4 is The Avengers. Number 3 is The Dark Knight Rises. Number 2, Mission Impossible. And number 1 is Project X with 8.7 million downloads.
Wow.
I don't know what, is that a superhero movie?
No, actually, it makes a lot of sense because it's a movie about high school kids throwing one epic party before they go to college.
Oh,
so that would make sense.
Okay.
All the young people out there, the computer nerds are downloading
it. They'd be stealing it. That's it. All right, the Wall Street Journal tells us we got four companies that are facing a do or die situation in 2013. They are Sears. Revenue's been falling for years. Mm-hmm. The company is co-opted by selling off pieces of itself. I was reading the article on this yesterday. This is a 124-year-old company. I mean, certainly kids my age grew up, seeing the Sears Christmas catalog. You know, that was the wish book. That was really something. Radio Shack. The Shack bet big on mobile phones and tablets because those products have thinner margins than your old bread-and-butter camera and computer outfits. It didn't work. As a result, its profits plunged. The worst part is the deal to run Target's mobile business turned into a $38 million loss for them. So
then
that's
what's going to happen? Good. Where do we go for phone cords and the random junk that you buy at Radio Shack?
Yeah, I mean, somebody is going to have to fill that niche. And I don't. It's probably been, I think, Christmas time last year I was in a Radio Shack. That's about the last time I've been there. But
that's where I was, too. This.
But if you're younger, I think that that probably was. And, of course, if you want to go way, way back, gosh, you know, you could buy a build-it-yourself computer back then. Mm-hmm. Radio Shack was one of the biggest companies around. JCPenney. This company has been trying to reinvent itself to not be like Sears, and it really necessarily hasn't worked. Customers